always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump again asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News. Six more people now coming forward accusing music mogul Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault and abuse. The accusations coming in a string of new lawsuits. One man says he was just 16 when he was attacked. New moves in panda diplomacy between China and the U.S.
2 months after the San Diego Zoo received the country's first pandas in over two decades, the one that started it all will also get to continue its storied relationship with the world's cutest form of diplomacy. On Monday, the Smithsonian National Zoo, which started this exchange program with China in 1972, posted on social media that something, quote, giant was coming today via the FedEx Panda Express. In fact, they also stated that they would need to shut down the zoo as they welcome their new guests, Bao Li and Ching Bao.
ABC's Danny New. And in New York, in the baseball playoffs, the Yankees winning game one of the ALCS against the Guardians. Game two today, Mets tying up the NLCS with a win over the Dodgers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we'll just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Is this on, Con? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
How can come you
I
not hear you?
I can't. There, I need that. All right. Okay. Good. Good morning, everybody. Yes, Mino the Mayor. Johnny's still on vacation, but he takes a lot of vacation. And we have Nikki Z. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is you. You have been in radio longer than I have, and yeah, welcome. I'm glad you're kind of filling in. You're one of those employees that you hire that are versatile. Kind of like UConn, right? Kind of like you, Conrad. You guys
Sir
can
Conrad.
Do more than one thing. I mean, you can run the board and you know, you can chime in on you work with Pete, right? You guys have a little banter back and forth. And Nikki Z here not only does our sales and marketing for our stations, but you're also experienced behind the mic.
Well, I've done just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And now you're here.
And now it's 6:07 and here we are.
And then you get people like me and John that have done a little of a few things. But anyway, he's chopping wood like he's with his brother up north. And it's cold here, so can you imagine what it is up there?
Well, and if they are up north and chopping wood and doing all those things... Mm-hmm. We're going to hear about the aches and the pains and the grumblings and the
right. It's constant. Yeah. So let's don't go anywhere. Either of you, just in case he starts whining too much and we got to cut him loose. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mind on the Mayor here on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, the Civic Media app that you can download and listen to us anywhere. Anytime. So
it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
All day.
Yep. And yesterday, for North, you know, this, I know we're not supposed to talk politics, but.
But here we go.
I'm just saying this is really an important area, right? I mean, Vice President was in yesterday. I mean, of course, that's right across the street from us. So a little traffic yesterday on my way to work to the homeless shelter, not here.
The afternoon, it got a little chaotic.
It was. And the VP was in, the potential VP. The governor of Minnesota was in. How's that? Who is the candidate for the vice president?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Lambeau Field, so that was kind of cool. They did all that. And then Thursday.
Kamala's coming back?
She is, here in Green Bay.
Again?
Yep. It's an important state.
Wow.
This is an important state when you look at, you know, the way the popular vote doesn't do it or they would never come here. Right?
Right.
I mean, they were just New York, Texas, California. But since it's the Electoral College, which I so believe in, they need places like us and Michigan. And so it's going to be interesting. Anyways, it's kind of cool to be in the limelight. And, you know, Thursday, as Brittany told us, the weather's going to be great. It's going to be, and people all over the United States watch that because the national media covers them. I used to love when candidates came into town because I just love showing off the city. And people would be, oh, it's sunny, the city's clean, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep,
so
it's
all good for us. So
it looks good. 21 days until election day.
I know.
Three weeks.
So you can vote now. Early voting has started, so.
No, not yet. October 22nd.
No, mail-in. My mom already voted. I talked to her. She called, and I gave her list.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Believe me, it doesn't work that way. I'm just making a joke, Mom. I know she's listening. No, uh-oh. She's very, very
you cannot
independent.
Upset Mama
no, no,
Schmidt.
No. I'm not doing that. We got to just touch on sports. Did anybody watch the game last night?
Yeah.
How's our boy doing? How's our boy Aaron?
Aaron. Nobody loves Aaron Rodgers more than him. But I was at a meeting last night at the new community shelter. And we have this, it's called Community Conversations. We do it every Monday at 7 o'clock and just talk about whatever. One of the guys is like, what's your favorite team? And I'm like, anybody playing the Jets? Because I'm not a huge fan of the Jets. How about you, Con?
I mean, I love the Packers.
Yes.
that's about it.
Stops there?
That's the only team I'll root for.
I will say, though, when I came in this morning, you guys, I do go out to the casino once in a while.
Oh, and, that's unusual. I've never heard about that. I've never heard.
But I took the over-under was 41 points, and I bet on the over that the combined score would be over 41 points, and it was. Did you see that Hail Mary pass Rodgers threw right before halftime? It was unbelievable.
And
completion?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. I think it was about 60 yards or something around there.
That was his fourth one he's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be in the reels. Anyway,
and so they're also playing with a new
head coach.
Yep.
Right? Or just an interim?
Interim. Yeah. Now? Right now.
But they lost.
Yeah. they lost. Yes.
Oh shucks.
They're 2-4. They're not going anywhere. anyway.
So keep taking the under. On the Jets.
Well, no, he's good.
How old is Aaron Rodgers now?
I think he's 39. Yeah, somewhere on there. Yeah.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like how I whispered in case he was listening?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we don't get a text from Aaron Rodgers this morning.
No,
you know,
speculating on his age.
That's right. Anyway, so you're here. Tell our listeners, because I think you're going to be filling in more than you think, because I talked to Don about that. Because I said, look, should we get a sub? And he goes, no, we got Nikki here. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't really know you that well, but I'm glad you're here. You got great energy, awesome personality. Where's your, career in media?
So ages ago, back when I was relevant, before I had children, I worked for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and was promo Nikki. I hosted the between inning games during the baseball games, was in charge of PR and marketing and stuff like that. Would get players and coaches and staff members out into the community for volunteer events, speaking engagements, so on and
really?
So forth.
Yeah. That is so important. We've had a couple teams that have tried that weren't successful in some basketball team. And they would come in, oh, you know, Mayor, what are we going to do? Getting community engagement is super important. It's just, believe it or not, I mean, the Packers used to do a lot of that. They still do some of that. But it's just really important that kids see you because, you know, in 5 years, they're going to be out of high school with disposable income. And you want them sitting in the stands and buying your jerseys. So so you did that and you've obviously been successful with that.
So, the Timber Rattlers, as an A-ball affiliate, are very young athletes. So they're maybe 18, 19, maybe 20, 22 years old.
Wow.
And we've been a Seattle Mariners affiliate and now a Brewers affiliate. But each of the parent affiliate believes very much in giving back to the community. They want to develop these young men. I mean, because they are truly young men. Some that are making more money professionally than others, but to give back, and especially in a market like the Fox Valley, you go, you show up, you read to kids at a daycare or a school. You serve the meal at the shelters.
That's awesome.
And truly engage, and because it is what surrounds you, and those are the people that support you in your early right. in your career.
And you coordinated all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And we've won awards for how much community service we've performed. And it was something that I absolutely love doing because professionally, you can know baseball players in one dimension out on the field, right. whether or not they're performing, hitting, you know, playing defense, whatever.
Like, do you know that too?
I won't break anybody's game down. I will not talk stats because my brain simply does not work that way. But
if you had to interview these guys and work with them, you must be able to talk baseball.
A little bit.
I mean, more than me. Of course, that doesn't take much.
But in my pinky toe, I think I have more baseball knowledge than you. Yeah. Yes. But it's all about connecting with that person. And when you get to know these people beyond just a baseball uniform, it was, you know, getting to know people's families. If families came into town to watch them play and support them, you get to know their parents. And it was really neat. At that time, I was much closer to 22 years old than I am now.
Yeah.
So I was a kid myself. So it was, I don't know, working with a bunch of your brothers.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a lot of fun, but the fans were what made it so special.
Well, I think you can take that strategy and apply that to anything, right? Like I teach and I get out in the community. We talk about ethical companies. And I don't know if that would be an example, but you know, you gotta do everything legally, but then ethically is, you know, giving back to the community. That's what we talked about. That's probably a little bit more philanthropy, but we talk about just really doing more than you have to do and getting out, reaching out to people. I mean, that's just good business.
Well, and treating other people like you want to be treated, what you want to see, try to be that change.
Yeah.
But speaking of your teaching, you said that yesterday was the the final
for this session. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got to grade tonight. I showed you the test.
Yeah, I have it here.
Don't take. I want to give it to John. Don't give
I know. He doesn't stand. Do we want to take an over under on how many questions he gets right? Con,
it's 4 pages
during the break. So. Yep. We will take.
Let's not do that to him. He's coming back from
vacation. We will.
No, that's not nice.
He will love it.
I want to just pick up before we leave the whole what you did with the Timber Rattlers community engagement.
I'm here all morning.
That community engagement, you know, there's a lot of businesses that do that too. And they're successful. Right across the street, we have Schreiber. And you look at what Bergstrom does. There's a lot of companies that give back. We have companies that will send 40 employees over to the new community shelter and say, look, we want to do our day of giving, and we got 40 employees. They come over and do so many things we need. And that's just good business. I can see why the Timber Rattlers are so successful. I don't even know how many games they play.
It's good business. It's also kudos to those that it doesn't make a headline. You know what I mean?
Right.
They do it because it's the right thing to do. It's the good thing to do. That's what they believe in. And they're out there doing it, you know, every Thursday I see a swarm of community members picking up downtown, and it's people out there doing
more than
the right thing.
Right. More than the X's and O's in your company is getting out in the community. All right.
Yep.
Hey, we got a lot to do today. We've got a great lineup of people coming in. We have Ann Schaefer coming in from Zulaween. Is that what it's called?
Zulaween Boo.
Zulaween Boo. All right.
Menominee
that's coming
Park
in.
And
of course, Randy Scandal and Melissa are coming in from the Art Garage. Terry Bradford from the Brown County ADRC, the Aging Development Resource Center. And we got some very special guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour, Tammy Elliott and Emerson Lehman from Action 2 News this morning. Stick around. We're going to be right back. This is Nikki and the Mayor.
Your
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mind on the Mayor. Special guest host today is Nikki Z, who's got an interesting, extensive background in, I don't know if it's media relations, community engagement, all of that. And you work for Civic Media now. Are you a full-time employee?
I am a full-time employee.
Unlike me sales. And John? Okay.
You guys just...
We're day-to-day. We yep. know that. They made that very clear.
Very day-to-day. 9 o'clock hour
end
comes.
Up in... Are you local talent?
I am local now, yes. I'm originally from Hortonville, actually. So,
Hortonville.
Yeah. West of the Fox Valley. Little farm community.
Really?
2,000 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Home of the polar bears. Our mascot, the polar bears. You know how many polar bears are roaming around northeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, in Hortonville. That's big polar bear country.
Wow. It is. Yeah. You know how we got the name, though, is because we didn't have heat in the school gym when it was built. So they said our athletes were toughest polar bears.
Now, that's kind of cool.
True origin story.
I like that. I like that. Speaking of bears, did you see we're back in play with the, what are those black and white bears that everybody goes to see?
Pandas.
You see that? They're coming back? The Chinese.
I did not, no.
Yeah, no, because you know, remember they kind of took them back.
Oh, they were endangered.
No, well, they're endangered, but they're kind of owned, controlled by the Chinese are the ones who have polar bears. So they.
Panda bears.
So they lent two. So they're back in D.C. I think I just read that yesterday, that they're back in D.C., these two panda bears, which is cool. And
they did what panda bears in a zoological.
What? They've got them in their own environment. There's two at the zoo, right, in San Diego.
Right.
And then we have these two that came back, I think, yeah, to D.C. But, you know, you think China, all this trade we do, community relations, they're clipping us for $1 million a year to have these panda bears.
Wow.
but they're going to do what pandas do and give us more pandas, maybe.
I don't know if we get to keep them. I don't know. Why did I bring that up?
Because
you brought up polar bears. Anyway, I just know that there's panda bears back in the U.S. There's two more. Because the first time we got them was, because remember you guys are too young, but President Nixon opened up relations with China. And it's like, wow, that is so cool here.
And it began with the pandas?
No, it didn't begin. That was like a thank you gift. We like you guys, and they were free. But now, you know, now it's changing times. Anyway.
Can you imagine the joint custody agreement between us and China and on the pandas?
And I wonder if they can pull them anytime they get mad at us.
Right? No. Every other holiday.
Right. Tariffs. Weekends. You guys increase that tariff anymore?
Oh, boy.
Pandas nope. Come home.
Nope, nope, nope.
And you know, Pete, the United States would have a fit. Ah, pay the tariff. We want the pandas.
Jeez. Slippery slope. It is Tuesday, October 15th. Did you see here, we're celebrating a couple of real big nothing holidays, like the mushroom today.
Oh, mushroom day. That would have...
I don't think it's the fun kind of mushroom. I think it's the fun guy kind of mushroom.
Like the kind you smoke? what are we talking about?
Yeah, I think those are the fun
ones.
No,
I don't think so. This is about like mushrooms.
Fresh mushrooms.
And remember John talked about starting a mushroom farm? You guys think we'll talk about that.
Not the delicacy on your pizza or anything
like
that?
No, that's what he's
thinking
of.
Are you pro mushroom or
anti?
I love
mushrooms.
Okay.
Love them.
We're a house divided.
Mm. No.
The people I live with claim that mushrooms taste like nothing and then taste like dirt. And then if there are mushrooms on a pizza, refuse to eat the pizza because of how the mushrooms taste. Although that argument of they taste like nothing comes back and it's very cyclical. Goes nowhere.
You got to talk to the chef who cooks in your house.
It is me.
Okay.
It is
you
I.
You got to season them. You got to put in some garlic,
I love
onion,
mushrooms.
Butter.
Yeah.
You
steak can mushrooms. With mushrooms.
I agree. Mushrooms are bland.
But it's okay. They
go through my kitchen.
Delightful.
Yeah. All right.
Also, chicken cacciatore day.
Love it.
Do you have a good recipe?
I do. It's, yes. Sometimes when I have, I told you I like to entertain, but that's definitely high on the list. Chicken cacciatore.
Mm-hmm. All right. What goes into a good, what makes or breaks a good cacciatore?
Well, just a good sauce, right? You can put some mushrooms in there. And I also put in for that, like, flavor. It's like, it looks like a branch of a spruce tree. Because that adds flavor. And I lay that on top of the,
While it's simmering?
Yeah, but I'll serve it, too. I'll put it on the plate, and I'll put that on the side.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
What set of china do you plate your chicken cacciatore?
You wouldn't do that, like, on a red plate. That would look not good.
Ooh, no.
You'd put, like, maybe fish or pasta or something on there. No, so it'd be a white, I don't know.
See?
Yeah.
All right.
But I do like making that and serving that. So
I don't know that I've ever had Kitchen cacciatore.
She calls kitchen. It chicken. I mean, kitchen.
Chicken cacciatore.
Kitchen. Okay, well, you and your husband, right? You're married, right?
Yep. True story.
Okay, you guys can come over sometime. That's what we'll have.
Making us chicken cacciatore?
Yep.
Not a sauce guy. He's not a sauce guy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to be on a
bed of
pasta?
So he doesn't like mushrooms? I can do that. Whatever. Okay.
Yep.
We'll talk about that during the break. I'll make whatever you want.
Asterisk, addendum, chicken tenders, plain.
Oh.
Check, please. Yep. Yeah. It is also hand washing day. Be sure to be washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. Doesn't COVID really kind of expose how poorly we had been washing our hands?
How important it is to wash your hands. I mean, the flu went down to nothing and people didn't get sick. And
well, it was also nobody interacting with anybody.
A little bit.
So.
A lot of it, probably.
But the day we were all made for today is National Cheese Curd Day.
Cheese Curd Nick, I wonder what he's doing today. I wonder if he's going to stop by and say, look, in celebration of Cheese Curd Day.
Will he carve? Will he deep fry?
I brought you some of my favorite cheese curds, the deep fry, which are the best. Oh, man, that guy knows what he's doing.
Do you dip your cheese curds, your fried deep?
No, it's, you know, I know there's always sauce. Nope, not necessary. Those are so good, just plain.
There is a bowling alley in Dykesville Bowl. Oh my goodness, the best! Cheese curds.
I may have been there.
Mm-hmm. Dive.
What's this next day?
Oh, it is shawarma.
What is that?
Shawarma day. Bit of a casserole, bit of a chop suey. I have no idea. Actually, I've never even had it. restaurants in Seinfeld episodes about it. Mino would be going crazy with the Seinfeld reference now.
Do you know what it is?
I think I know what it is, but I'll have to look it up during the break.
Yeah,
I'm not completely sure.
Okay, just going forward, don't put something up there unless we know what it is.
All right, keep it here, guys. 97.9, you're listening to Mino and the Mayor.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Today we celebrate one of Wisconsin's tasty treats. It's National Cheese Curd Day. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We'll give you a few more facts and details about that squeaky treat next.
Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th. Through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword PAM, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for our brochure.
Celebrating the cheese curd started in 2015 with Culver's Restaurants rolling out the promotion. Today, many Wisconsin cheese factories are making cheese curds on a daily basis to serve our consumer needs. John Freeman's one of those. He is the director of sales and marketing for Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery in western Wisconsin. He said on any given day, their creamery produces about 250,000 pounds of cheese curds. And he explains a little bit of the science behind the squeak.
So the freshness of our squeak and the squeak of our cheese curds are definitely directly tied with the quality of the milk that we use. Additionally, we have packaging and a special process for packaging our curds that allows us to keep that moisture and freshness within the package, even with an extended shelf life. And that's one of those secrets to how we keep the squeak. If you ever got a pack of Ellsworth curds and the squeak wasn't quite where you needed it to be, you can also warm them up in the microwave for a couple seconds, and that brings that squeak right back.
That's John Freeman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery in western Wisconsin. He said today on National Cheese Curd Day, they anticipate selling up to 2,000 pounds of curds just in their one retail store.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And here's a little bit more cheese curd trivia for you. Did you know Steve Stetler, the owner of Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, Wisconsin, is the world's only master cheesemaker in cheese curds? He's a third-generation cheesemaker that's been making cheese since 1974. He's credited with bringing cheese curds into the Master Cheesemaker Program. That program is overseen by the Center for Dairy Research and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at around 15 to 25. Tonight clear, will drop to 30 for a low. Tomorrow it'll be sunny, 57. Then on Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Mino and the Mayor. We got our special guest sitting in today, Nikki Z, who actually works for Civic Media and does a lot of external work, marketing, sales, but Johnny is just didn't show up today, so we brought you.
No, what a bum.
No, he's at
scheduled time off.
Scheduled time with his brother chopping wood, which I can't think of anything more.
The amount of Advil or ibuprofen and or any other sort of painkiller we will need in this office.
I read an article that I got to give to him. It was on what to buy. He goes to the dollar store. And it's like, what do you buy? You know, and it was like a Wall Street Journal thing. And it's like, this is what you should buy at the dollar store. Food items, zero. Oh, and he does all his spam, buys all his food at the dollar store. But they did say that you get a good deal on like ibuprofen. That's what made me think of it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, and some of the dry products and some
right,
soap
your toothpaste, your right, toothbrushes. Right.
Yeah, I don't know about toothpaste, but toothbrushes was on
toothbrushes,
the list.
I buy them at the Dollar Tree so that then if you have guests come over, you just, you go.
We buy the, so yes, it's nice when a guest comes over because everybody, even guests come over when our kids come home, they seem to forget their toothbrushes. So yeah, we do that. We can toothbrush and then we have little toothpaste. We have that. A friend of mine used to work for this dental thing, so it's got all the
little
mint things to clean.
Oh, the flossers.
So we put that in there. And a couple things, bottle of water, you know, just all that cool stuff.
Nice and homey.
Right. And they come home and they're like, okay, this is cool.
My kiddo had a dentist appointment for the first time in well over a year yesterday, my 14-year-old. Mm. And still...
No cavities?
No cavities.
Look, Mom, no cavities.
I know, right? I asked him if he got to pick something out of the treasure chest. Apparently, he's outgrown that. And see, I got a groan and an eyeball roll.
I would have picked it anyway.
I know, right?
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah, and he's got the biggest Invisalign, so he's taking good care.
We should have someone come on that talks about, that is a very, not misdiagnosed, but an under-treated problem with kids is dental. They don't they don't go in.
Well,
they have a toothache, they can't study, or they and the parents think it's going to go away.
One of his best friends
is a dentist,
Dr. Clint Donathan from Hortonville. He'll tell you all about it. Lord knows he will.
Not necessary. Okay.
But Dr. Clint is amazing. I think he's retired now though, but very beloved.
Is he a big UWGB basketball guy?
Probably.
Okay, I've seen him at the game. I know who he is. Yep. I know who he is.
His wife, the doctor's wife, the dentist's wife, was my third grade teacher. My favorite teacher of all time.
Everybody's got their favorite.
Yep. Who was your favorite teacher?
Sixth grade. I got like...
Really?
My mom still has. You know, John like keeps everything. But my mom kept stuff with all the kids. And I tell kids that are in sixth grade. I mean, I've told kids this for every year I was mayor, that when I go talk to sixth grade or fifth graders... That was by far my best year. I had all A's and one B. And it was because of the teacher. I mean, I'm not that smart, but she was awesome. And I liked her.
What was the B in?
I don't remember. I don't remember. Probably. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember sixth grade, man. But then things went downhill from there. But it was fun.
Sixth grade, is that when you started to learn about the over and the under?
Didn't gamble back then.
No,
I was out of school. No,
that was probably when
Spanish.
You could in 18.
Yeah, I know. It's Catholics. We weren't big gamblers. Well, we weren't public big gamblers. Like, if we gambled, it was quiet.
At home.
Well, just even if you went to the casino, it was quiet.
Sure. We didn't air our business.
The nuns wouldn't like that because they think it should be in the collection basket, not in the slot machine. But it's a lot more fun, Father, when the slot machine. So.
Forgive me, Father, for I have gambled.
Yeah. Hey, we got Ann Schaefer coming up from Zulaween Boo. In Menominee Park in Oshkosh, and she's going to be talking about, that's obviously a big trick-or-treating thing. Have you got your candy?
Oh, not yet. I'm a procrastinator, which I cannot do because I also live in a neighborhood that we believe in full-size candy bars, and it is a small fortune.
I would, yes, worth it, but yes, I would, you want to probably do that sooner because the price is going to go up. Everybody thinks the price goes down closer to Halloween. Well, it's with supply and demand. If there's not a lot of supply, which happened one year, the price is going to be up. So you might want to look now.
But
and
I'm
see
also
if there's,
I'm you can get fine it for a dollar. Going well. So that's the economist in me will also make a run to Costco and to Sam's Club and still do the per bar math and try to get it below a dollar. You can't. You can't get
no,
you anything. Can't.
No. No.
You, I did hear you ask yesterday what the rage was about the potato. A couple of years ago, I think some random woman, just as a joke, put maybe like a baby red potato in her trick-or-treat basket. And then it went viral that, oh my gosh, I got a potato. And then everybody wanted a potato. And then the next year, more people started offering potatoes. But it's no rhyme,
is
no
that
reason.
A Hortonville thing? I've never
no,
heard that.
No, it's
Con,
not even.
You? No.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Me either. I think.
And for
as,
a guy
as
who
we used to
the
say
newspaper.
When we were kids, and then you woke up. No, I'd never read that. I don't know anything about a potato as a treat for trick or treat.
My favorite line in The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Well, I got a candy bar, and I got blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I got a rock.
That I've heard. Yeah. Huh. Okay, interesting. We'll talk to Ann. She's going to know a lot more about
it. I bet they've got some really cool things going on.
They do at the Zooloween, and there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of these trunk-or-treat things that go on, which is very safe. Kids come to, like, a parking lot, and people just put the candy in the trunk.
Love
and
it.
Kids go around. That's a cool thing.
My
although
kids are
I think
too
it's,
old.
I think it's, no, he's not. 14? No way. Are you kidding those kids? Are those kids that start at
he
4 and get done at 7? They,
right.
They clean up.
He is not one to dress up, though. He's not. Do you have grandkids that'll send you pictures and everybody
nah.
will? No.
Not that old.
Not that old. Okay. So they're still little. But a little.
Yes, they are. 1.5.
Oh.
She's 1.5. So I don't know if she's going trick-or-treating. I don't know that. But
that's like a good age to dress the family up and then make her part of the prop.
Yeah. They would do that. Like, sure.
I love it. Like Wizard of Oz and then she's like the little Toto or something like that.
I went as a woman one year trick-or-treating, and people, like I was at my neighbor's, and he's like, you know, to my kids, like, you know, who you, they didn't know it was me.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire style?
It was really, ooh, it looked good. I had makeup, and not that I enjoyed it, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. I just,
you know, the wig, the whole nine yards, oh, yeah. Heels?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. You went that. All
yeah,
out.
I did that, so. Anyway. Yes, that's a fun holiday coming up. We're going to talk a lot more about that. Hey, this thing with Randy Scannell and Melissa, ooh.
Uh-huh. Gorzlanik.
Gorzlanik at the Art Garage. That local authors live. The Art Garage is a cool thing. And many, many communities have that. Manitowoc, you know, Appleton, Oshkosh. They all have places where you can promote the written arts, the literary arts. We were there one time, and we had this, you read. We wanted kids to read more. And we read for 24 hours, not one person, but you took shifts.
Yeah, a readathon.
A readathon. And that was pretty cool. You go there and there was always people there, even at 2 a.m. There's people there, not many, but just listen to you read. You could read whatever you wanted. So that was.
I've seen the ones where there's animal shelters that welcome volunteers to read or just keep company with sheltered animals on the 4th of July because they often are so scared. I love that.
Yes, that's, yeah.
But they have an entire, there's a very impressive lineup for this upcoming event over at the Art Garage, right. Local Authors Live.
All right. And then Terry Bradford's coming in from the ADRC. That is a great, great company, the Aging Disability Resource Center. It's
and I
right
think,
down the block from here. So
and we, I think a lot of people are unaware of everything that they offer.
Oh, yeah.
What a wide variety.
Plus, they have a coffee shop there, and yeah, that's a good place. So, and then I don't know what aren't these guys our competitors? Tammy Elliott and Emerson Lehman coming in from Action 2
no,
Morning News?
No, they're part of us. We are part of the media, so they are our cohorts, right? They're our equals.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Sure.
I mean, they do it.
Okay, I grew up in the private sector. Very competitive life I led and politics. But okay,
we're,
so
we're in radio.
We're all in
they're
this together.
They're pretty enough to be on TV.
Okay, that is, I don't know that.
100%.
Okay, I look forward to meeting them. So anyway, yeah. I want to just touch a little bit more on
the John's thing we're not supposed to be talking about?
Well, no, John doesn't we'll talk a little bit more about politics. The reason I want to talk a little bit more about that is everybody is talking about the presidential race, and it's very important. It's not as important as people think it is,
but it does set direction.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of local stuff going on here.
And one of the big things that you believe in is?
Local politics, local voting. Absolutely, I believe in that. Yeah, local politics.
Is more impactful.
Oh, it is.
Than
100%. Really, you think either one of those presidential candidates are going to pick up your garbage or, you know what I mean? Like it's not your community. Now, there's some funding they can get to Green Bay, which goes through an unbelievable circuitous route to get here. But at the end of the day, we got to take care of ourselves, you know, and that's done by the local talent. So this show that Civic Media allowed me to do, and they really give me a lot of leeway on that, this Lean Local, which is on Sundays at 1 o'clock, although you can download it anytime you want. Last Sunday, we interviewed the two people running for state Senate for our district here. And, you know, some people maybe don't know who they are, and they're good guys. I obviously know both of them pretty well. And then this Sunday, I'm interviewing Tony Weed, who's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. And then next week, I'm interviewing Dr. Kristen Lowry, who is his opponent. And we've had a plethora of assembly people on the show that, you know, just for like 20 minutes. But it's interesting to see, you know, because everybody goes there, well, I want to be the people's representative. Everybody says the same thing. But like, you go there with like, what do you want to get done? Like, what are you hearing at the doors? And it's like, I really want to do X. You know, I want to get rid of the prison. I want to put this trail in. I want to get childcare funding. I want to legalize marijuana. Just something that you are like passionate about that you'll be a leader on. And then you got to obviously work on.
And you're kind of cutting through all the fluff stuff. You're going to get right to the meat of.
Yeah.
Their policy, their beliefs.
And I don't really care. And, you know, their past, I'm a little interested in that, but really I want to know what they're going to do. And you really got to ask the question, like, how are you going to build consensus in this environment? It's hard.
Yeah.
But once you get there, the media is not there, hopefully, and you can get along. I mean, you look at one of the assembly people that we interviewed just talked about the legislation that he introduced, that how much of it was cooperative between Democrats and Republicans. I thought that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And some pretty cool things. He's working on some neat stuff too in the future. So, I hope people listen to that because I think it's a good show. And I think, look, and we love the press times, but you know, the Gannett and some of these TV stations, they don't have time to really drill down locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. Mm-mm. I got a whole hour. Plus my great sponsors like Nicolet Bank and some other companies that advertise. But I hope people listen to that because, I mean, votes matter. And
truly, my vote truly, truly.
They do. And people look at that and how many people vote and how many people voted for your opponent. And, well, if it was that close, they must have been saying something right.
Right. Exactly.
You can't
right.
totally ignore them and say, you know, I'm glad I beat him or her. You got to say, look, you know, I appreciate what they brought to the table and we're going to work together.
Campaign 101.
Well, yeah.
Mayor Jim Schmidt. That's your next course over at NWTC.
Well, civics? Yeah, I would like to teach that. But
make everybody attend. Please make everybody attend.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting. It's good. And I think, you know, I was a big brother in that Big Brothers program. And my little brother was very, very shy. And we started talking about politics. And he actually, it was his fifth grade, he ran for homeroom representative and he won.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. And he went to Brown without me. He won by himself. But I was like, look, man, you can do this. And you just go, this is what you got to do. You got to tell people this. And anyway, I'm happy for him. So anyway.
Aww.
All right. So, all right. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to talk a little bit more about this shawarma day. I think I'm going to make that.
Shawarma.
Khan showed me a picture of that. I might bring that in for the class.
I like it.
So,
I like it.
All right. This is Mind on the Mayor with our special guest, Nikki Z. We are going to be right back. As a friend, as a
come down.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Con, I like this music. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mino the Mayor with our special guest today. Actually, she works for Civic Media. Nikki Z is co-hosting while Johnny is on vacation. The weather, it was cold this morning when we came to work. Like, really cold. Like, 30-some cold.
See my breath cold.
Right. But now it's, like, 40 in Green Bay, 38. Is this updated, Con?
Yeah, this is what it is right now.
This is right now. Okay, so 40 in Green Bay, 38 in Appleton, and 39 in Oshkosh. But fear not. This is going to be a great week. Did you see that? Of course, we had Brittany on yesterday, but did you see this weekend, 70s?
This looks glorious.
Yes, and I know there's tickets for the game. You might want to go to this one because 70 degrees, Lambeau Field on a Sunday.
In October?
Yeah, that might be fun.
So the rest of the week looks gorgeous.
Well, I wouldn't call today gorgeous, 51. Tomorrow, high 55. But then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it ticks up. So
I like it. Tuesday, October 15th, we are still celebrating here. We're looking into the shawarma business. It looks good. Sounds good.
It is shawarma day today, and we, is up on things as we are, we weren't too much up on shawarma today, so we looked into it, and that looks awesome. It's lamb, right? Or chicken?
Lamb or chicken. Kebabs.
And a kebab. So I may make that for the class. That looks good. I'm really...
We're the class, Con.
Yeah, I know. You're the class.
We're the class.
Yes, we are.
You are the class.
I'm so excited.
I was going to bring... I make too much food. That's one of my big problems. And then I eat it. I don't like throwing out food because, you know, it's big families, Germans. We didn't like to waste. My mom would always remind us of these starving children and eat your food type thing. And then we'd be smart Alex and, send it to him, Mom.
Oh.
I know. Oh, yeah, we weren't great. But she was great. We learned not to waste food. But I made a ton of like pasta, shrimp. I put cilantro in there, and then what's the kind of sauce I put on there? Not red sauce, green sauce.
Verde.
Pesto?
Yeah. It was really good. And it was actually better cold. It was warm. It was good when it was warm. But then, you know, I 1 o'clock this morning. You know, I never sleep through the night. I shouldn't eat when I get up at 1 o'clock. You know, I usually read a couple things, just small articles, not anything. Like, I wouldn't read a book. I don't read books, but I had it. I thought, man, this is good. So I thought, well, I'll bring it to the class, but I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. Well,
but no, he didn't.
I didn't. And anyway, cooking's fun. It's relaxing. I love it. So is this Emeril Lagasse? Is he a cook?
Yeah, big. He's kind of well known for it. It's his birthday today.
Yes, that's why we're talking about him. He's 65 today.
Is
he the guy that's selling the, does he sell his like dishes? Is that that guy?
Pots, pans. I think a few of those.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Emeril.
And Sarah, Duchess of York, is also 65 today.
Yeah. She was in the media for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, not in the media like you and John.
No, but like, she was making headlines?
Yes.
I do not have my finger on the pulse when it comes to any amount of royalty.
We're talking at break. It's also Richard Carpenter's birthday today. He is 78. Do you know who that is, Con?
No.
Okay. Do we have a prize package we can give away to somebody? Hey, we have some
here's
great.
Here's where we missed Todd.
We got great. Yeah, we got great Civic Media shirts. They are. They're very nice. They say Civic Media. They're good material. If someone can text us on the Civic Media app and tell us who Richard Carpenter is.
Well, everybody's got Google. I could Google it.
Well, that's great, but let's. No, like 78 years old today. Like, I thought it was like Karen Carpenter. Do you remember her, Con? You're too young.
Yeah, oh, she
I
died.
Don't know who that is.
She died, but I thought it was her brother. That's who I think it is. And then Nikki's like, no, it's not
I don't
him.
Think so. I don't think so.
All right.
But if I Google during the show, I think that
I think our listeners are smarter. Well, I can say
they
that
are probably
they're more up on things than we
yell
are.
Yell so. Screaming right. at the radio right now.
But we are celebrating Richard Carpenter's birthday today. So wherever you are, and I think I could be right on this. It could be the guy who is
Karen Carpenter's brother.
And they were awesome.
So Maureen from Nina texted in saying that Karen Carpenter's brother.
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah. Nikki, you, aha. Uh-huh. Okay. One.
I'm too young
for
to know.
Jim. All right. Anyway, yeah, that was.
Well,
a
what
great...
was it like? Because Johnny would normally never let you get a word in edgewise. He would have.
Yeah.
Sung a couple of bars.
I don't miss that
of a song.
So yeah, no. Yes, that was a great, great couple. Oh my gosh, we used to listen to them when we were little kids
on the record player.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, the Carpenters were good. That was she died of anorexia. That was sad, very sad.
That was very sad.
But anyway, all right, Carpenter. And then today again, it's Mushroom Day. You can do what you want with your mushrooms. But again, a big shout out to Cheese Curd Day, Cheese Curd Nick, and you know, cheese curds. I wish I knew how to make those. I've seen them being made, but that would be fun to make cheese curds. I think there's, but then you got to get them. And you got to deep fry them, and you can't serve them cold. And just maybe it's too much.
Do you have a favorite cheese curd?
I like Nick's.
You like Nick's?
I do. I like the lightly breaded, just scray cheese, lightly breaded, deep fried. Mm-hmm. Those are very, very good.
I dip.
Nah,
I'm a dipper. A little bit of ketchup. I'm sorry. I know.
I dip it in ranch.
I know. Everybody dips everything in ranch.
Yeah.
You are a Midwest girl. If you dip anything in ranch.
Well, French fries. Ranch is awesome.
Ranch is awesome. Yeah,
whoever came up with that, that's...
You have to tuck your... when you travel, you have to refrain. You have to, like, tuck your Wisconsin back in by not...
I let it show.
Too much.
I let it show.
Loud and proud.
As soon as they hear my voice, they're like, Canada?
Yeah. Are you Canada? Yeah. Are you Canadian? You're from they have no idea what a youper is.
We're going to change that. Come the draft, we're going to have Youper Village, and we're going to educate the 250,000, 300,000 people coming to Green Bay on what the UP is.
I love it.
And that's how we're going to make our money, too. All right.
Keep it here.
We got a great show coming up. Ann's coming in from the Menominee Park in Oshkosh, talking to us about the Zulin, and we got Randy Scandal, Art Garage, and, of course, our friends from Action 2 News will be in, as well as Terry Bradford from the ADRC. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.